I love you so, baby. And I'm glad to see you coming home. I got a little change in my pocket. I'm gonna take you out and buy you dinner. Take you down to McDonald's. It's about the best dinner McDonald's got. But I feel so good.
That's right. Listening to the Good Day program, who knows what you'll find out. But what you need to know for sure for Thursday, you're going to find out here. There are strange things happening in the world. Santa Claus is going to visit, whether he's black or white. You know, the discussion about Santa Claus, whether black or white, doesn't take into account whether his face gets black when he goes down the chimney. Anybody ever think about that? That's another thing to encounter and to think about here in this very important debate that's been started.
You keep wanting us to play over with you, but you keep doing this.
What do you mean? this is important stuff, whether Santa Claus is black or white.
You got your toe in hot water and about to put your entire foot in it.
Why? Why? Tell me why, Roberta Passanelli.
Robert, I had to be here already.
Yeah. We've already done this. We've already gone around this once with Jennifer.
I already bought the T-shirt, actually.
Right, yeah. Yesterday it was a Russian rock band. Today it's Santa down chimneys. Oh, boy.
And, you know, I never even talked about James Bond. I didn't get to that yesterday. And the lady that was the heroine in Goldfinger.
No. Move on.
What do you got in the Queen of Cheap coming up?
Yeah, what do you?
Yeah, in the Queen of Cheap, we have a free e-cookbook for Christmas breakfast, and we have a great sale at Target. Kmart has stuff on sale. So does Old Navy. If you haven't finished your Christmas shopping, now is the time to do it. Lots of stuff on the Queen of Cheap.
Coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day, Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasnelli. Ken was paid the ultimate compliment by a friend of mine as we were discussing some of the nuances of the program last night. And she said that she's very impressed with you and your measured responses to things. And that it's kind of like, she didn't say this, but I was thinking about it. Remember the, was it E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Mm-hmm. Hutton talks, everybody listens?
Yes.
Well, Kenny, when Kenny says something, people usually listen. Whereas, to the poignancy.
Nobody listens to me.
Of course not. you're
not
a wallflower.
It's all right.
Yeah. A wallflower. Okay. So we did spend a lot of time on the Santa Claus is white and whether Jesus is black stuff. So I don't want to go over there. You want to listen to the discussion unless Roberta wants to weigh in.
No, I'm saying Jesus was definitely a Bedouin. There's no way somebody can survive 40 nights in the desert without them being a Bedouin.
I said that to Kenny off the air in the last hour. I remembered mm-hmm. him being a Bedouin, and yep. it didn't seem to register, so I didn't pursue that. All I did was ask the question.
And I didn't hear that. This is just myself.
No, I'm not, and I don't want to refer. If you want to listen to the to that part of the conversation, just go back to hour number 3 in the archives for today's program, and you listen to that discussion. What happens as we mature discussion-wise, Roberta always brings something else to the conversation. We all have something that we bring to the conversation. So in terms of Jesus and the controversy, this is perfect stuff. This is like Rush Limbaugh Redux. Whenever Rush feels like he's not getting enough attention in the media, he comes up with something. And I'm beginning to think that Megyn Kelly is cut out of that same cloth. Nothing's going on there. Nobody's really paying much attention. Okay, so let's talk about whether Santa Claus is white or not. And let's find out whether Jesus is white. And then after she stirs the pot, I was only kidding. It's a big joke. When people start hammering away at her and that whole concept. There are all kinds of outrageous, foolish things that come up at this time. I think the white Santa thing is foolishness. Whether or not Jesus is white or black.
It's not even a real character.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? Santa Claus isn't real.
I think what's right is that Santa is.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Santa is what you envision him to be because Santa's magic.
So Santa that's could right. be black Santa's or magic. White or green, purple. Slanted green eyes, Martian. Whatever you want. Let him be whatever you want him to be.
You know, Roberta, just because you are always on the naughty list doesn't mean that Santa's not real.
I know.
No, see, I'm very good to Santa. I save him the trip.
Good for you. Save him mileage.
Save him all mileage.
Right. So, Jennifer.
Dougie.
All right, let's take another trip here down what certainly will become memory lane as we discuss the father on Duck Dynasty.
Phil
who apparently
Robertson.
Is another ignoramus. In the fact,
I don't
that,
think he is.
All right, just a minute, please let me set
well,
this up.
Well, let's not call him an ignoramus before you tell the
I'll
story.
I'll call him whatever I want to. You can say I'm wrong.
Okay, go.
All right, and the reason I say that he's an ignoramus, that seems to be my favorite word today, is because anybody in his or her right mind that has a show like Duck Dynasty that has become the success that it has needs to have something between his ears that checks, hello, check, please, what I say in an interview with GQ or whoever, wherever it comes about. Unless you want to, suicidally. I mean, I can say the things that I say here that are kind of quibbing. Most people know it's tongue-in-cheek or I'm having fun with it or, you know, some people have a sense of humor, some people won't. But it's not going to ruin the program if I say Megyn Kelly is an ignoramus or this guy from Duck Dynasty is an ignoramus or Santa Claus is black or white or Jesus is black or white. That's not going to affect my career nor this program. But because this is an opinion-oriented conversation. The fact that this guy may have the belief, which he is entitled to, God love him, mm-hmm. for having strong feelings about something. But, hello, how much money are you making in this show? And have you looked around to see how many other shows there are like this that would die to be where you are? So you found a home, and you think the gay lifestyle is a sin? Well, that's okay. A lot of people feel that way. But they don't have a successful show, and they don't have people waiting for you to trip up and make a mistake so that they can throw your show away and put theirs on in its place. And that's basically where you've handed the people from GLAAD and everybody else that doesn't want to... I want to make this very clear. I believe the First Amendment is the most important part of the conversation because that's how I make my living. Being able to say what I want, when I want to, how I want to, and in a fashion that may not be the kind of thing that everybody approves of. This program is not aimed at trying to stir the pot. Once in a while, I say things that get people to think, but this is we're supposed to have fun with the issues here for the most part and bring people up to speed on what's going on and has been going on in the last 24 hours. Having said that, I look at these people and I just find it difficult, especially for people who call themselves Christians, to have these intolerant points of view because Jesus, the Bible, anything I could ever find when I was a kid growing up, was all about tolerance.
Okay, can I stop you right there for a second, though?
Yeah, you can stop
because
me.
I think this is, again, spinning out of control, and what it was actually said is not necessarily that he was preaching intolerance.
But
in
why
fact,
did he say it at all?
Because, first of all, he's in GQ, and
why?
They started talking to him.
About what?
They started talking to him about his life, and he said he's a product of the 60s. He centered his life around sex, drugs, and rock and roll until he hit rock bottom and accepted Jesus as his Savior.
Fine.
He said, it's okay, so nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, he said the implication. No, go ahead. Finish.
He said, my mission today is to go forth and tell people about why I follow Christ and also what the Bible teaches. And part of that teaching is that women and men are meant to be together. However, wait a second. However, I would never treat anyone with disrespect just because they are different from me. We are all created by the Almighty and I like him. I love all of humanity. We would all be better off if we loved God and loved each other. Huh.
Well, that, now, yeah, except that is his response to after this all blew
now, what
up.
He said just, in what he said in GQ is that he'd rather be with the hmm-hmm than do it in the hmm-hmm. So,
yeah, he went into a lot of graphic detail.
It was graphic detail.
Foolish. He's foolish. He's a foolish man.
But that's what they do in GQ.
Well, so then don't be interviewed by GQ.
I would agree with you.
Don't fall into that trap. Of now being, but no, his career is over. This show is done.
Oh, it's
done.
Not. I don't
I'm
think
telling
so.
You, these people from GLAAD, look at what they did when the Sandra, look at the women's groups and what they did to Limbaugh and the advertisers and the whole world of talk radio after Sandra Fluke. If you don't think this is going to have an impact on A&E, as long as they keep that show on there, you're kidding yourself.
I think that this show will continue to be very popular. It's the top show on A&E, and all
Jennifer,
they've done so far is
you are kidding
them.
Yourself. And you know you grew up in the advertising world.
I know all
about
the advertising.
You know what these people will do. I'm not saying it's right, but they will now stop at nothing to get rid of this
the
show.
People in GLAAD
it's like
are not
Al
watching
Sharpton
Duck
going
Dynasty.
After people People in GLAAD aren't watching it?
No.
Look who the protesters are.
They're protesting, but they are not the audience that Duck Dynasty goes to. Duck Dynasty is the number one rated show on A&E. Now, A&E may never allow Phil to come back, but he's not the star of the show. So maybe they don't let him be back on the show, but that show will continue. And maybe some other network will pick it up, some other network with the Christian backing.
Mm-hmm.
They will put it on there.
Yeah. But what does that say about Christianity?
Very popular.
What does that say about Christianity? Or
well, you're
these
loving
people
stirring
who
the pot today, don't you, Doug?
Well, but I mean, think about it for a second.
Get him a bigger stick.
What is there about, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
And people say, you're not a good Christian because you don't believe the way I do. I was taught.
Oh, yeah, my Jesus is better than your Jesus.
Yeah,
exactly.
He didn't say that they should all die and burn up. What he said is that he preferred.
I'm beyond him now. I'm beyond him, and I'm talking about the whole reference that these right-wing, I don't even want to use the word conservative because I find that offensive because it doesn't really fit. But the people who just have no tolerance, and people can say, well, you don't have any tolerance for people who are intolerant.
Like, yeah.
I don't have any tolerance for people who are intolerant because I think that it just limits what we are, how we are maturing and growing and what we need to do on this planet to get along. And if you take every nuance, look at what we do. We pick apart skin color, eyes, ears, noses, whatever it is, our religion.
Hey,
where
my
we
nose
grew
is
up,
better
how much
than
money
your
we
nose.
Have. Right. And all of that stuff serves no purpose except to further destroy or dismantle what has been a marvelous success and experiment in America and on this planet for the most part. And so it bothers me. It really does. It gets under my skin. You're right. And I am not happy about having people in this way just continue to take apart somebody or some lifestyle is something that they're not
affected by. Yeah, and I don't like people that take apart someone for having an opinion.
I'm not taking your part. I'm exercising my right to express my opinion. I am fed up with people who just think that they are the smartest ones in the world and nobody else knows anything.
We've gotten so tied up into what is politically correct. It's not fair anymore. It's not fun anymore. And it's a dangerous road.
So let's stop talking about it. Where's Roberto when we need him?
Hey, you know what I would like?
I'll do Queen of Sheep
money.
Let's do some Queen of Sheep. Yeah, I want to save some money.
She's the Queen of Sheep, the diva of toaster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, and Roberta is brought to us by the folks at Kohl's. Queen of Cheap, sponsored by the Kohl's countdown to the holidays, continuing in their stores all around the country. Kohl's, expect great things, Roberta.
Well, if your family's expecting a great breakfast on Christmas Day and you really don't feel like cooking, well, we've got a great free e-cookbook for you. 16 slow cooker Christmas breakfast and brunch recipes. Absolutely free. We tell you how to get it at DougStefan.com. Target has this great sale going on through the 21st. And you can buy one, get one free on lots of toys.
Target, can you still use a credit card at Target? What's going
on? Yeah,
don't
use your credit card, though. Pay cash. Kmart has up to 50% off on children's toys. And Old Navy has a great deal going on with 50% off all outerwear. And then you can also get an additional 20% off with the coupon codes that we provide for you at DougStefan.com. And check out all the other great things at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com. We've got lots of ways for you to save money and lots of ideas for Christmas stocking stuffers.
All of that
Queen
stuff
of Cheap
at the Queen of Cheap box, DougStefan.com. Also, the story at DougStefan.com today about the Target store is the reference I just made. Target has confirmed there is a data breach and 40 million credit card users that have shopped since November 27th at Target may be co-opted, their cards and their accounts co-opted. So that story explained at DougStefan.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Sing off. I don't even know what network. Is that on NBC?
NBC?
I don't pay attention to the network. I'll tell you something. This is a quality show with quality singers, quality entertainment. It really is. I watched it for a while last night, and I just really enjoy it. It's a group effort. These are all the six.
You like the group stuff?
I do. I like the stuff.
This is...
Calm down, Roberto. Will you please? The groups all got together for the intro song to the sing-off last night. I've had the time of my life. Listen to this harmony. This is really... Listen to that. Realize what it takes to find the pitch and keep the pitch in something like this?
Yeah, no, this is more difficult than a group ever. You know, like the X
right.
Factor.
So let's compare it to the opening number on the X Factor last night. The top three competitors are singing We Will Rock You. First of all, in the sing-off, I have all these screaming kids.
But all over the place.
That's Freddie Mercury song, isn't that?
Yeah, but that's not Freddie.
Freddie sounds better than this, and he's been dead for 25 years. That's the top three on the X-Men now. We're not going for this.
No.
All right, so Michael, find this, let's see here, Jeff Gutt on the X-Factor singing Dream On. This is a rather high...
Elevator music.
All right. So let's now, again, compare this. Let's go back over to the sing-off and the Acousticats singing old-time rock and roll.
Don't try to take me to the disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. You take minutes, I'll be late for the door. I like that old-time rock and roll.
What do you think of this, Roberta?
I think so, too.
Let's see if we can convert Roberta. Move on to the next cut. Those are the Acousticats. This is the Philharmonic singing Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
This is going to give me nightmares.
Oh, you don't like this either?
No.
What's the matter with you?
I don't want to miss one.
Painful.
All right. Let's keep going so we can find something she likes. A vocal play from the sing-off. No?
No, Carnival Cruise ship.
All right. She's in there.
It's not even a fancy one.
Okay.
Thanks, Seaborn, that's for sure.
All right. Let's put everybody on about our misery then, I guess. 26 half the hour. Jennifer, you have the latest, speaking of all of these shows, Demi Lovato has an announcement. You'll be bringing us up to date on that with the TV report in the next half hour. Correct, Mundo?
The Inside Scoop coming
up.
The
Inside Scoop. Yes, speaking of that, Barbara Walters revealed that her biggest regret in life was not having more children. Really?
But she had one kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got no brothers and sisters.
Who?
Sounds like
Barbara.
Barbara, yes.
Babs and I.
Oh. Okay, boys and girls. More
I'm
television.
I'm myself, and I'll be back in a minute.
Tidbits, yes, in the next half hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What do you think the most abused animal in America is? It's not the dog, it's not the cat, it's not the horse. Actually, a recent study revealed that the most abused pet in America is, in fact, the goldfish. Overfeeding and underfeeding are probably two of the leading factors in fish mortality. Ignorance is probably the biggest factor. The water surface has to be real important. Make sure you understand what type of water and getting the chlorine out of the water before you put the fish in. Know the right temperature for the type of fish that you have. And one of the biggest problems fish guardians have is they overfeed their fish, and they put so much food in there that a lot of it drops to the bottom and it rots, thus messing up the water in the tank. Only give your fish the amount of food they will eat in 3 to 5 minutes, no more than that, and you can feed them several smaller meals throughout the day. You know, there's nothing more relaxing than watching tropical fish, but too many people have those tanks in the garage or the basement because they didn't know what to do. Educate yourself, set up that tank the right way, and you'll have years and years of enjoying them swimming around. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to...
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
America American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Drama on the radio. All right, so we have various things going on here today, keeping you on top of the news. That is our job, and we are happy to be here proclaiming the interest that we have in these important stories of the day. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, we'll also have the television report for us later in this half hour. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. I'm guessing it's still mostly about the NSA, although didn't we throw a wrinkle into what was on Facebook earlier on today, Kenny? Well, we tried to. We were attempting to.
Yeah, we did mention the old is Santa white thing, and there are several comments there, but the gist of it is that can be summed up by this comment from Don, who says, Doug, let's get back to talking about cows in the farm.
Really? Don't you like
this? That's a heck of a lot more interesting than this.
Wow, did I tell you the story about how the black cows don't in the pasture hang around with the brown cows? You've heard that story before, right? The brown cow, they're very...
You said that, but I thought you only have brown cows.
I do. Well, once in a while,
you're a brown cow racist.
Yeah, I'm a racist. I only want brown cows. That's it. There's the subject matter of the day. Okay, what about the NSA, Kenny? I know there has to be some stuff in there about the NSA.
Let's see.
Or do you want to give me more? You said, do you summarize all the other things with what you just said, so you don't want to go into that anymore? I'm guessing.
Well, that's the gist of it. That's what a lot of people are saying, that they don't care.
Right. Okay. That was my point, too. I guess maybe whether I made it well or not. Why would we care? What difference does it make? All right, keep going. Let's go. Nothing to...
With the NSA, Dave says, what needs to happen is pardon Edward Snowden.
Ooh. That could be a good idea. Then we could learn from... whatever mistakes were made by the government. See, the government presents itself as being perfect. And you can't mess with perfection, when in fact it is totally flawed. There's a poll today from the Yike Department, Y-I-K-E Department. The numbers in our country, according to this this poll that was published in the LBNE Alert, where I find a lot of things that you don't find in mainstream media. 72% of Americans, according to this poll, are basically in fear of the government and say that our big government is the greatest threat to the future of our country. Far more so than any outside target from terrorism or anything else. And the terrorism has been used as an excuse to expand government. Well, and so why is it? I always ask this question. We put up with it. If 72% of us say that the biggest problem in our country is the government, why aren't we doing something about it? Or do we feel that we are?
Because sometimes around election time, people just get, they either don't show up and vote, or they
11,
they drink the Kool-Aid and just believe everything that...
There was a congressional, Ed Markey, who was the congressman for my district, became the senator in Massachusetts to replace Kerry, who became Secretary of State. So Markey gets that job. Then there's an election held for, in that Senate seat race, that Senate race, 21% of the registered voters showed up to vote on that day. Then the congressional election that was held last week to replace Markey, 11% of the eligible voters showed up to vote for a congressman.
Shameful.
It is.
And, you know, it's kind of like people have given up. They're so frustrated with the government.
Now is
not
the
time. Yeah, now is not the time to give up. And it kind of, and this is one of my hot buttons because it irks me. If you are a woman or if you are a minority and you don't go and vote, shame on you, because your right to vote is new. It is not something that you should be taking for granted. I mean, we get so complacent and lazy. Anyway, okay, back to you in
the
studio.
No, you're right. Okay, so anyway, the NSA, there are new limits recommended, and those of us who are cynical say if they didn't, they don't abide by the law, well, why are they going to abide by some regulation? That's what people are saying. All right, anything else, Kenny?
Robert says after this lawsuit this week, where this all came to the forefront because the judge ruled that what the NSA was doing was unconstitutional. Robert says every American should file a lawsuit against the NSA.
Yeah. There should be a class action lawsuit here. It must not be any money in it, or they haven't found any money yet, because you really can't sue the government, right? Isn't there a law against suing the government? I think that you can't sue the government.
That's too bad, because there's so many good reasons.
Yeah, I know it.
You heard about the guy from the, and this isn't a news story, but John Beale, that guy that was from the second highest in command at the EPA, got sentenced yesterday. Did you hear about that? 32 months in prison. He was the one that would call in every week and say that he was on a secret mission from the CIA, and that's why he couldn't come to work that day.
Oh.
I'm going to try that. You think that'll work? I'm on a secret mission.
Well, there was not only that. But one of the former White House, the Bush lawyers, a guy named John Farron, is going to pay $28 million in damages to his former wife after he nearly beat her to death. The jury found this guy liable for assault and battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress. Mary Farron was hospitalized with a traumatic brain injury, a broken jaw, a nose, and other injuries after this guy flew into a rage when she wouldn't reconsider their divorce. So he beat her almost to death.
Oh, my goodness.
And he pled not guilty when they had all kinds of evidence against the guy. How do you get that angry at somebody that at one point in time you profess to love? I know there's the...
Because it's all about your story then. You know, that politics, the story.
Anyway.
It's a movie waiting to happen.
Yep. All right. So there's that. Let's see. The protests that started in India. Charlotte's protesting, too. You can hear in the background because you're heading out to breakfast, Jeff. Protests spreading through India after an Indian diplomat was frisked in New York. What do they call that law? The search? What do they call the law, Roberta?
Stop and search?
Yeah, I don't know that. But you know where it was upheld. Wasn't it upheld in court? There was a whole big to-do about it this fall.
And they said, oh, it's not constitutional, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, most New Yorkers' opinion is, hey, look, it's going to keep the city safe.
Right.
Go for it.
Do it. So strip searching is routine procedure in New York. And apparently this person was accused also of some kind of felony.
Now, she was accused of visa fraud, of using fraudulent data to get a visa for her housekeeper.
Ah. I thought there was an
It was visa fraud.
Ah, okay.
And she worked in the consulate office, so that made it even worse.
Mm-hmm. And so what was the special thing? Everybody who gets arrested gets strip searched.
Well, the thing is that they're saying, did she or didn't she have diplomatic immunity?
Ah.
And diplomatic immunity basically means that unless you murder somebody, you get away with just about anything.
Right.
That's what diplomatic immunity is. That's,
unless you're in a, what was the movie, which one was it in one of the Lethal Weapon movies, the guy from South Africa claimed diplomatic immunity, and he got, and I can't remember which of the two characters shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your diplomatic immunity.
You basically get away with anything because it's not supposed to go to court. You're not even supposed to be handcuffed except in extreme circumstances.
Really?
Oh, if you have diplomatic immunity. So the fact that she was strip searched.
What fun is that?
You know, but they're saying what she did, if you work in the consular office, apparently anything that has to do with official business, you have immunity. But if it's personal, you do not. Mm. And they're claiming that this was personal. So, you know, that it's kind of like a gray area right now that they're trying to figure out.
The jackpot and the Mega Millions. Yesterday, I think we were told it was 636 million. It actually grew to 648 million. California Lottery says that the winning ticket in California was purchased at a gift shop in San Jose.
Wow.
And then the other one belongs to a lady in Georgia. So she's getting, but when you boil it all down, 129 million for each of them. They take the cash and the taxes are paid, and that's what it boils down to. 56-year-old Ira Curry has stepped forth already. And let's see here. The owner of the Jenny's Gifts and Kidswear in San Jose gets $1 million bonus under the California lottery rules. Apparently, the Georgia store doesn't get anything extra.
Bummer.
Yeah, they provide no payout for the retailer, but the person who sells it in California gets. So this woman, Thai Nugent, gets $1 million for selling the ticket.
Very not cool. A bad deal, huh?
No,
nice, yeah.
Yep, that's a nice deal. That's a good story, right? Do you all like that story? Everybody likes that story.
Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. People win. Yeah. That's good.
Right. Let's have winners. We only
I really
winners.
Was hoping it would everyone not winner. Pay off, though, until Christmas, because I wanted it to be $1 billion, because that's really? Just done.
Yeah, me too. I thought that would have been so cool.
Well, you still would only get a couple of hundred million. Like, listen to me.
Just a couple of money bags.
Yeah, right.
You know, well, in that case, I'm not going to bother.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not ordered Heart Factors Plus yet, perhaps now is time for you to consider the Heart Factors Plus idea for Christmas holiday season. There's a big sale going on at Chamonix, which is the parent company providing a lot of the products and services that we talk about here on the Good Day program. Heart Factors Plus is a service. Heart Factors Plus is a product, an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels in your system, makes the arteries expand, brings more blood to your heart, to your head, to your all over. Every part of your body is going to be improved because of the increase in blood flow, which keeps your blood pressure down and makes Heart Factors Plus an excellent investment. And at this time of year, when people are overeating and, you know, maybe doing things they ought not to, perhaps you would find this helpful not only for you, but for people you care about. So buy a whole bunch of these by calling 800-577-8560. Buy a lot of the Heart Factors Plus, maybe four or five different. You can give them to your friends, maybe somebody at work. The boss, under a lot of pressure, you want to make points with the boss, buy Heart Factors Plus and give it to him. Say, hey, let's see if we can... let's see if we can keep you in good shape, boss, because you're such a good boss. I'd like Roberta to say that, except I already have Heart Factors.
You're such a good boss.
I'm such a great boss.
You're such a good boss.
800-577-8560. Why does it sound like a parrot is saying that? You're such a good boss.
You're such a good boss.
You're such a good boss. Order Heart Factors today, 800-577-8560. You'll get the new CoQ10 fish oil formula for trying Heart Factors Plus. So you're giving somebody two things instead of one. And I'll make sure that you get free express delivery. Mention Doug Steffen, 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air piano of any kind, it's not cool. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a Casio digital piano for just $349, a Kohala ukulele for just $29, or a pair of AKG headphones for just $19. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Ski jumping has always been one of the most thrilling extreme sports, but women have never been allowed to participate alongside their male counterparts at the highest level. After pushing for their rightful place on sport's biggest stage, the team will compete in Russia 2014. Female ski jumper Jessica Jerome comments,
"This is the first time that girls have been allowed to compete at that level, and when you meet people and you tell people that, they think about it and they say, you know what, you're right, but I never really realized it."
Although it's the first year the girls will be competing on the world stage, they're used to training hard and recovering effectively after tough workouts to get to the next workouts even stronger. Female ski jumper Abby Hughes talks about why she incorporates low-fat chocolate milk into her recovery.
Chocolate milk is great for that because it does have good protein. It does have good carbs that you need to have for your body to be rejuvenated and to actually gain something from your workout.
More than 20 studies now support the benefits of chocolate milk for post-exercise recovery. For more info, visit gotchocolatemilk.com.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030. Let's get to the television report now. Jennifer Horne is here with the latest on Demi Lovato. And she wasn't on The X Factor, was she?
She was.
On The X Factor. Okay.
And was is the key word. No, well, she still is because I think they're going to pick a winner like soon. Yeah. But the rumor is that she's leaving X Factor. This is according to People Magazine. The reason, well, is she plans to spend the next year completely focused on her music, man. Yeah. She had a great run and a good time.
All
Fox.
Right. Yeah. Okay, let's get to Jay Leno.
Well, wait. Fox doesn't even know if they're going to bring the show back, by
the way.
It's
a lousy show. They shouldn't bring it back. It stinks.
Wow.
Jay Leno should be on in place of
all right, the story, Jay Leno, per your request, sir, is that he's been talking to Jeff Zucker. The funny thing here, the irony, is that Jeff Zucker was the one that was really involved with getting him fired the first time in favor of Conan O'Brien.
Right.
Well, now he's courting him, and there's 10 or so outlets that are courting him right now. Right. Tribune, American Idol producers, and former NBC chief Jeff Gaspin. But there's no obligation for anybody. Fox is in there, too, I'm sure.
Fox would be the smartest.
Would probably be the smart bet for him.
Yeah, I would go there if I were.
But see, this just shows what CNN's looking at. Now, can they afford to do him every night? I don't know. Would they make him once a week? Maybe so.
Nah.
HBO has firmed up plans, including a premiere date for its tribute to the Sopranos star James Gandolfini. He died in June at age 51. According to Deadline.com, James Gandolfini Tribute to a Friend will premiere Sunday, December 22nd at 8:30 p.m. Catch it this weekend.
You know what I would do if I were Jay Leno?
What?
I'd be like me, an independent operator, and not have allegiances to anybody. You want me? I'll go to CNN. I'll do a show Saturday night at CNN. I'll do a Monday through Friday show for Fox and not be exclusive to Fox either. Look around and see.
Do you think they would actually go for that, though?
I know. It depends. I think that CNN needs so much help that they ought to pay him. It would be worth paying him $10, $12 million a year just to do a Saturday night show. And then have him make $25 a year over at Fox. If I were him, that's what I'd do. I'd be thumbing my nose at NBC all the way to the bank. 51 past the hour.
days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Good Day program from Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. Always happy to help Tom and have you help with the expertise that he has when it comes to knowing what's going on in your home, how to fix homes up and things that pertain to problems around your house this time of year. We've got that scoop coming up for you. Tom's brought to you by the folks at the National Association of Realtors. Buyers are in the market. There's a shortage of homes. If you're considering selling, now probably is the time. The message that I'm trying to get across is that you contact somebody who's a realtor and a member of the National Association of Realtors. Makes a big difference. Visit Realtor.com. Tom will visit with us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginex pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're going to have fun. I mean, harg.
Want Fisher-Price or Play School Toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big, we're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's best value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. Special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cali Playbook, visit KBB.com for more information.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air piano of any kind, it's not cool. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a Casio digital piano for just $349, a Kohala ukulele for just $29, or a pair of AKG headphones for just $19. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program here on the Good Day Show. A lot of people are hoarding those 60-watt bulbs, the 40-watt bulbs. There were a lot of articles, stories about this week, which I think tells you something about the dissatisfaction that people have with yet another law passed, which requires that the usage of these incandescent bulbs be curtailed, when in fact the new bulbs suck.
And well, you know, Doug, this kind of reminds me of when we were forced to switch to low-flow toilets. Remember, there was this period of time of at least 5 years when they just didn't work that well.
Right.
I don't think that that's necessarily the case now. I mean, we had to drop the 100-watt bulb in 2012. The 75 went out in 2011, then 2012. Now that we're 2013, we're going to drop the 60 and the 40. But the truth is that the LED technology has gotten so good now.
Why did they not work for me? I can't. These things blow out. I can't get in four or five lights that I have them around the house. They last a week, 2 weeks sometimes, and 3 weeks. And it doesn't make a difference where I buy them, what they are. They're in these, and it's not just one lamp. It's four or five different lamps, and they don't have any longevity to them at all.
Well, that's just not been my experience. I mean, these
what do
lamps.
You know? You're the home improvement guy. What do you know about this thing?
These LED lamps today, some of them are so durable that you really
have
to start
thinking.
What's the
brand? What's the right brand?
Cree. Is a great brand, Cree. Yep. Right. Philips, also good brand. Mm-hmm. But both of those are good brands. And the thing is that you have to start thinking of these as appliances. In other words, these light bulbs can last longer than the lamps that they're in some cases.
Well why, I want to know why mine are blowing up.
Well, I don't know, Doug. I can't explain.
Come on up to the house and figure it out, Tom, will you?
I don't know.
Here's a question from listener Kay.
Yeah.
Has a house with an old oil furnace, breaks down a lot. Parts are increasingly hard to find. My contractor is recommending we replace it with a heat pump. Mm. So she wants to know what you think.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I'll tell you why. If you're satisfied with the temperature coming out of an oil furnace, you are not going to be satisfied with the temperature that comes out of a heat pump. And here's why. Oil furnaces deliver heat at about 140 degrees. That's how hot that air is. Heat pumps come out at like around 100, 110 degrees. They will warm your house. It takes longer, and the most common complaint is that you feel cold because the air is not that 140, it's 110. Your little moisture evaporates off your skin, you can get a chill. So I definitely would not go from oil furnace to heat pump. If you've got an oil system in your house, replace it with another oil system if the furnace is getting old.
All right. So, in other words, heat pumps are not, they're kind of like LED lights are not ready for prime time yet.
Well, they are, but it's just if you can go with fossil fuel, I would.
Fossil fuels.
Well, I mean, you know, oil and gas.
Fossils around here. Fuel yourself with fossils.
Yeah, right, like the one that hosts this show.
Thank you. Very nice. Merry Christmas to you too, pal. Tom Kreitler on the Good Day program with the fossil.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.